Welcome to G4S National Apprenticeship Week podcast. This is a short series of interviews with G4S employees who've benefited from undertaking an apprenticeship program. These programs are available to G4S employees in England. Good morning. I'm with Colin Allison, who's a section manager for Cash Solutions in Scotland. Colin has recently started a degree level apprenticeship in business management, and he's kindly agreed to speak to us about his experience. Hi, Colin. How are you?
I'm not bad, Tony. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Why did you choose an apprenticeship route?
Well, if I'm being honest, I'd always kind of wanted to return to study. In my younger years, left university. I'd finished my first year at university, and I was offered a great position at the time with Polaroid because I'd been working with them through the summer. And it was a great opportunity. I travelled the world, all that kind of thing. But there was always this little thing in the back of my mind that I really should have finished my degree. And if I'm being quite honest, it always came down to time and cost. You know, when you start working and you have a family and all these things, you kind of feel that there's barriers in the way, and you just feel as if you can't maybe return. But the graduate apprenticeship route was something I hadn't really thought about much. I didn't think it would be open to me, but it continues to let me to work while I'm studying, which is perfect, obviously. And also the content is actually focused on the workplace. So it makes it really kind of relevant and really specific to the environment I'm working in, which, you know, is the perfect solution for me. And even more so, the G4S were so actively supportive in my application and exploring options available. So it was the perfect option, to be quite honest. And I think from a skills development point of thing, the fact that it is focused around your workplace environment. So each of the modules is looking at a specific element. So for example, risk management. Now in Cash Solutions, risk is an integral part of every daily activity. And it meant that I wasn't just looking specifically at what I did day to day, but more engaging with a wider audience within the business and asking questions around that subject, where I might have been previously looking just at what I did in my section manager role. I was maybe engaging with the risk department or the guys that deal with the banking side of things and asking them, you know, what do they have to consider when it comes to risk? And then obviously looking at the theory behind it as well and pulling all that together in an environment that you're working in just gives you an insight into how a business operates that you would never really get unless you undertook further education. So really, I think if I'm being honest, I kind of hadn't really considered it. And when it was presented to me and I've thought about it and now started it, it really is a brilliant solution to the lack of perceived availability to start further education that I had.
That's interesting. So why did you think it wouldn't be open to you, Cole?
At the time, looking at emails that came through, obviously G4S is a great network of guys that work throughout the business that advertise things available to employees. And there have been a few times that courses would have popped up and further education was always kind of on my mind. And I've always been looking out for something. And I'd seen a few and made approaches internally within the business. And I think a lot of it came down to funding and the availability of funding. Specifically, if a course was available, let's say down in England, that I like the look of, although G4S Cash Solutions is registered in England, because I'm employed in Scotland, the funding wouldn't really be available to me. So I thought there were barriers in the way. However, it transpires that there were available options in Scotland that I hadn't been aware of and hadn't looked into further. And they were kind of put in front of me unexpectedly after I was again asking the question from our guys up above what would be available to somebody that worked in Scotland. And I was actually quite surprised that this graduate apprenticeship degree course was actually available and open to me quite easily. I was surprised at the ease of access to it, to be quite honest.
So what about the program itself? How are you finding the program and balancing, you know, a busy job?
Well, returning to study after such a long time has been difficult, shall we say, but not impossible. Obviously, you're being placed into a classroom. There's approximately 50 people on my course with Glasgow Caledonian University. And they come from all walks of life and all ages. So there is a huge amount of knowledge and support just in my fellow students. And that's before you get to the university itself. And the university, although a lot of it is online at the moment due to COVID and the way the world has gone, they're extremely supportive and they're always available for an email or a FaceTime call to try and through any issues that you're having. The actual program itself, I'm really, really enjoying the subject topics. The first subject that they brought you into was personal development. And it's really about goal setting and looking at how G4S as an organization sets its goals, but also how you as an individual set your goals and where you want to be and how you want to develop. And I thought that was a great introduction, a great first module to start with, because it really engages you in the process and makes you realize that this is a change and it's a move forward, and you're not just investing in yourself, but you're also exploring the bigger operation of the business, how it works, rather than just what you do on a day-to-day basis. So I'm really, really enjoying the course. And the last module that I finished there was risk. And to start off with, as I said right at the start, that returning to study is difficult, especially as I'm not a great creative writer. And obviously writing for university is completely different because it's very reflective. And you obviously need to look at your sources and quote them and marry that back to your theory. However, the risk module was 2,500 words, and I found myself well over at nearly 5.5, because as I explored within the business what risk meant, it was just a subject that I could talk about for ages, which I was really surprised at. And the depth of knowledge of the colleagues that I spoke to in the likes of our risk department was fantastic. They were very engaging, very open, showed me policies that, although I was aware of them and did them day to day, also took me through what created those policies in the first place and the reasons why behind. So the gaining of understanding is fantastic, and it's all because of so far that the modules that have been presented have actively made me engage with the business and drive a deeper understanding of how we operate. And I'm really enjoying that. It's fantastic. It really is. It's such an insight into the business that I would never have thought of looking at had I not engaged with this program.
So you're finding you're getting really practical information, knowledge and skills from the program?
Absolutely. Even on a day-to-day basis, just thinking a little bit more now about the impact a decision makes or why a decision is made. A lot of that is driven by the fact that we've looked at, I keep coming back to risk, but even the marketing module that we did, I'd never considered marketing at all in the work that I do within G4S. But then if you start looking at the customer base and who we service and how we grow the business, all of a sudden you start to realize that marketing is a huge part of the business, although I don't really see a lot of it. So yeah, it's skills and actively engaging in the business in a different way that I would never have really thought to use or thought was valuable. And it's not difficult and it's fairly simple, but the course is driving me just to think a different way, and that's invaluable as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds like you're enjoying it then.
I really am enjoying it, if I'm being quite honest, yes.
So would you recommend it to colleagues?
Do you know, yes, I really would. Not only just I'm a section manager, and obviously I believe I've still got growth within the business, but there's also colleagues that I manage that I could actually see this being a great course for them to engage in, because it just brings that wider understanding of the business that in their day-to-day duties, they're probably not aware of the same as I wasn't, and it would let them grow. And I think it would let them grow alongside the business and in a much more structured and beneficial way to look at maybe succession planning. I mean, it really is a fantastic course. And yet, without hesitation, Tony, I would definitely recommend it to anybody in the business.
So just picking up on something you said at the beginning, when you said you weren't sure these were open for you, what information do you think colleagues in Scotland would need to understand what is available for them?
I think I've said already at the kind of start that G4S do actively advertise some great internal training and external training that they obviously bring in for us. I think it's just the fact that it's maybe not as well known, especially, I hate to say in my 40s now, I never kind of thought that an apprenticeship would be available at my age. And if I'm being honest, that's probably one of the reasons that I've never really looked into it or investigated it. But I think the word apprenticeship is always associated with a sort of younger generation. And I don't really think that's what the word really means. I think it's more about the study of a business alongside your learning. You know, it's understanding a bigger picture as your journey continues. So I think it's maybe just letting colleagues know that there are options out there. It doesn't really matter. Age isn't a barrier, especially with regards to this course, and the benefits that it brings for the business and to the individual are numerous and plenty. And really, I think it's maybe just about making people aware that this is an option to them in Scotland, whether that's through the usual email shots or maybe engaging at our PDR process, where it's a one-to-one with your line manager and they're looking for a way to grow you as an individual and the business itself, then I think that's where we should be looking to try and offer this course, because it is, as I said, I can't sing the praises of the course enough. I think it's fantastic for what it does. The only things that I'd really like to say is that none of this would have been possible without yourself, because again, how quickly it all came together and the fact that there was options put right in front of me and you obviously assisted on me getting onto this course was fantastic. And also to Mark Saunders as well, because he's taken it upon him to be my sort of mentor through this, which is great to have somebody so knowledgeable within the business that I can go and speak to if needs be, and for a bit of guidance, and sometimes even just for a kind of chewing the fat, talking about what's going on and just alleviating any kind of concerns or looking for a steer as to who best to speak to in the business. So it's great to have somebody at Mark Saunders' level to speak to, just even so that I can engage elsewhere in the business and get the right answers back to help me in the coursework. So it's really just a thank you for that. And other than that, I would just say that the apprentice scheme in Scotland is a great opportunity to develop yourself and to learn more about the business. And I just think it's something we should be doing as a business, is promote this as much as we can.
Colin, it's very kind of you to mention me, but I think more importantly, you're right. The support of your managers and your senior managers when you're doing these programmes is vital for them to be a success.
My peers next to me have been fantastic as well in supporting me. So it is a group effort by my colleagues within the site as well. So it's great and I do appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about the opportunities available as part of National Apprenticeship Week, please visit our global intranet site, The Hub, and search National Apprenticeship Week. Or send me an email. My email address is tony.summers2@uk.g4s.com. I'd love to hear from you.